is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says former FBI Director James Comey has agreed to testify publicly about Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. Also Friday, the New York Times reported President Trump told Russian officials earlier this month that he had just fired Comey, calling him a nut job. The Times reported Mr. Trump went on to say Comey's firing had taken off pressure regarding the Russia investigation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said there was never any attempt to interfere in that investigation. Saudi Arabia is an unprecedented destination for an initial overseas trip by any U.S. president, but President Trump is making it his first stop on his first presidential foreign journey. Simon Henderson of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the Saudis are excited about Mr. Trump's visit.
Saudi Arabia is delighted. They rely on a security relationship with the United States. They were very disappointed with President Obama, who they thought favored Iran rather than them.
Some observers find this surprising in wake of Mr. Trump's America First rhetoric and campaign statements calling for a Muslim ban backed by subsequent orders attempting to limit travel from six Muslim-majority countries, Saudi Arabia not named in that travel ban. President Trump has ordered an accelerated operation against the Islamic State jihadist in Syria, and Defense Chief Jim Mattis called it a tactical shift, saying the military would move away from operations designed to shove IS fighters out of seized locations. This is VOA News. Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte says Chinese President Xi Jinping threatened him with war if the Philippines begins drilling for oil in a disputed part of the South China Sea. President Duterte said Mr. Xi gave him a firm but friendly warning when they met in Beijing 5 days ago. Political observers said Duterte's frank account of that conversation in the Chinese capital could infuriate China. The ransomware attack last week affected some 300,000 computer systems in at least 150 countries. And as VOA's Rob Rafael reports, since no one has claimed responsibility, it isn't clear who is to blame.
It was the biggest hack in history, and it's a scary preview of things to come. But one thing is a lot less clear, whether North Korea had anything to do with it. Despite bits and pieces of evidence that suggest a possible North Korea link, experts warn there is nothing conclusive. A question the experts ask is why would Pyongyang carry out a big hack that hurt China and Russia? And for what appears to be a small amount of money. As of Friday, less than $100,000 paid in ransom. North Korea's deputy UN ambassador Kim In-ryong dismissed allegations that Pyongyang was behind the cyber attacks. But identifying hackers behind sophisticated attacks is a notoriously difficult task. Proving they are acting under the explicit orders of a nation state is even trickier. Robert Rafael, VOA News, Washington.
Voting in Iran's presidential election has ended, and state television expects results later today. More than 60,000 polling locations operated around the country for Iran's 56 million eligible voters. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said he recommended to his people to participate in the election in large numbers. President Hassan Rouhani could face a strong challenge from conservatives who have blasted his handling of Iran's economy and the nuclear deal he signed with the West. Reports tell of a strong turnout in an unexpectedly tight race. A top Venezuelan opposition leader was prevented from leaving the country for a meeting in New York with the UN Human Rights Chief, Enrique Capriles, who challenged President Nicolas Maduro for the presidency in 2013, had his passport canceled at the airport as he tried to leave the country. The United Nations is saying that the Human Rights Chief would meet instead with a lawyer for Capriles and present the High Commissioner with a report about allegations of excessive use of force by Venezuelan security forces against anti-Maduro government protesters. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And on this edition of the program, we'll go back in time to 2013 and take you to a place that you may have never been to before to hear some great music. Rose Hall at Jazz at Lincoln Center for Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Wynton Marsalis, one of the great trumpeters, composers, arrangers, band leaders, award winners, and historians of jazz, has led the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra for a number of years now, winning awards and making great music, as he did in the year 2013 with his young compatriot and fellow New Orleans native, John Batiste, on the piano as they celebrated the music of John Lewis. It's a brand new release featuring the music of John Lewis, and Wynton will lead the band and give us some thoughts about Mr. Lewis as well as other greats of jazz history. As I said, Wynton, one of the great historians. And speaking of history, let's begin this edition of Jazz America with music from one of the most interesting artists in jazz history, a gentleman who was born in Birmingham, Alabama on the 22nd of May in 1914. His name, Herman Poole Blunt, but he decided to change his name to Sun Ra. He changed his name because he had such a connection to Egypt and decided that he would honor the Egyptian god of the sun, who is known as Ra, as you may know, and take on that name. He incorporated inspiration from many different parts of the world, including outer space, and I mean that literally. Sun Ra was also an avant-garde jazz musician, an electric jazz musician. He dabbled in free jazz, jazz fusion, experimental music, space music, he called it, as well as bebop. Let's have a taste of the music of the late, great Sun Ra, who died at 79 on May 30th of 1993, with music from a 1983 release recorded in Egypt. From the album Sun Ra Meets Salah Ragab in Egypt, here's Egypt Strut to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Mm-hmm. dedicate this song to all of you, beloved. You know who you are, my sister, my brother, that have been waiting for a change to come for far too long now. We all need you to stay strong and to hold on. I want you to know that when you feel like you're going down, just keep on riding. Because like the ball that bounces down to the ground, it comes back up. Like the sun that goes down every evening, rises back up again early in the morning. Like the rain that falls down, precipitates back up again. I need you to know that you, all of you, can bounce back up again like that ball. You, like the sun, will rise hot and high with a new flame in you. Yeah. You, like the rain, will precipitate yourself into a new energy. Just keep on riding along on your journey. Yeah. You'll be coming back up. Yeah.
As we give you every week on Jazz America, the best of jazz, past and present, we always want to give you the classics as well as the new voices in jazz, and literally a new voice you just heard. Jazmia Horn from her album A Social Call and I'm Going Down. Beautiful, jazzy, soulful singing from that young lady. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we're taking you to the wonderful complex that is possibly the center of jazz for the entire world. Right on Columbus Circle, off of Central Park, in the center of New York City, the Jazz at Lincoln Center complex is a host of studios, offices, and performing arts centers where Wynton Marsalis leads the orchestra and the activities as the artistic director and makes wonderful music as well as making history. And speaking of history, let's get some thoughts from the stage of Rose Hall on January 19th of 2013 from Wynton Marsalis as he talks about the music of John Lewis, which is the presentation that he, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and special guest John Batiste on piano were creating for the audience on that evening.
We'd like to conclude this with a piece that Mr. Lewis wrote for Dizzy Gillespie's big band, which he followed Thelonious Monk in the piano chair at the recommendation of Kenny Clark, who was in the Army with Mr. Lewis, and Diz was looking for somebody. He said, man, you have to hire John Lewis. That rhythm section became the genesis of the modern jazz quartet. And in concluding, I just want to say a few words about Mr. Lewis. He absolutely loved jazz at Lincoln Center. He conducted us two times. Once in 1999, he announced the entire band from memory. He used to always call the program a miracle. He used to always say, keep that miracle going. The last time he conducted us, he was extremely, gravely ill. He had to actually get IV in the intermission. And we were all concerned for his health. And we said, Mr. Lewis, are you sure you want to continue? He said, there's nothing more important in the world. And I had the opportunity to play with him and go to his home many times. I learned so much from him. He was such a great man, so full of dignity and love and sophistication and understanding of this music and a love of it. And so much of it is in his music. And it's just a great pleasure and honor for us to play his fantastic music, and we want to thank you very much for coming out to hear it.
John Lewis's composition, Animal Dance, Wynton Marsalis, John Batiste, and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Now, here's some more new music for you. Bobby Watson on the alto saxophone with the Curtis Lundy Trio and the song The Computer Scientist from the album Made in America on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. with songs dedicated to some of the great innovative Americans of the past. In this case, Dr. Mark Dean, written for The Computer Scientist, written by pianist Stephen Scott. That's a cut from Bobby Watson's latest release, Made in America. Interesting idea for a release. Well, we've got more coming up with Wynton Marsalis and John Batiste, and more music recorded live at Jazz at Lincoln Center. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from an American listener, Samuel Davis, no relation to me, from New York City, who listens to Jazz America on my personal Moja Radio website. I post each week's program there for you to listen to on your computer anytime you like. Moja, M-O-J-A, radio.com. And Samuel Davis wanted to hear Take Five. And he wrote, Take Five was the super jazz hit of its day. Well, from time to time, we love to play those classic jazz songs, and here's one right now. Thank you, Samuel Davis of New York City, for asking that we play the classic from the album Time Out, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, Take Five. Thank you.
All right. Okay. You win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right. Okay. You win. Baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say. Just got to be that way. Well, all right. Okay. You win. I'm in love.
With a twist, Canadian-born trumpeter and vocalist Bria Skomberg and her version of the classic, Well, All Right, Okay, You Win, I'm in Love with You. And I think we're in love with her voice and her trumpet playing and her remake of that classic song. New music from Bria Skomberg. Well, coming up, we're going to return to the site of Jazz at Lincoln Center, right on Columbus Avenue at Central Park, where Wynton Marsalis, for decades now, has led the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra in celebration of the majesty of jazz. And one of the kings of jazz, without a doubt, in Wynton's estimation and the estimation of most anyone who loves jazz, is Duke Ellington. Wynton has produced Essentially Ellington, a program that celebrates the Duke, and we'll get some thoughts from him right now about that, and then hear the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra live doing one of Duke's classics, Happy Go Lucky Local.
One of my favorite interviews is always the interview I have with Wynton Marsalis. And I think we have so much fun because we're just a couple of old Southern guys up in New York. And now they ain't getting rid of me, and I don't think they're getting rid of
right,
you either.
I'm with you.
Now, Wynton, it's great to see you, my friend.
Always great to see you, man.
And you got a smile on your face as usual, because from what I hear, this is your favorite time of the year. How could the Essentially Ellington Festival and Competition, of all the things you do, be your favorite time of year?
Man, we have all of our young people in here playing, band director. My father was a band director. And for me, when I was in high school, I had such a great time with so many great teachers and met so many other musicians my age that were fantastic. And one of my greatest joys of being a professional musician and traveling around the country has been hearing kids play, going to schools, having them come backstage after gigs with their parents. And even as I as I get older, I cherish it even more.
And with Cyrus Chestnut on piano, beginning this great version of a Duke Ellington classic, Happy Go Lucky Local, here is Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, recorded live. And if this one doesn't move you, please have someone check your pulse. You may have moved on to the next phase. Here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1.
45th birthday to the great bassist Christian McBride on the 21st of May. That's his electric side. More of Wynton Marsalis coming up next hour. Stay tuned.